This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 17. How Scripture is like a software agreement until it's not. Here's Psalm 5 sung to the tune of Go to Dark Gethsemane and sing along.
In the morning, hear my voice. In the morning, I'll rejoice. Bring my prayers before your throne. Wait in hope for you alone. You love not the wrong we do, evil cannot dwell with you. Pride can't stand before your eyes. Those who do wrong you despise. You destroy those who tell lies. Men of bloodshed you chastise. But by mercy I will come, humbly bow within your home. For my foes cause me distress. Make your way straight before me, for their words can't trusted be. Their throat is an open grave, heart is dark and tongue can't save. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own fraud. Banish them for all their sin, for they have rebelled within. By their own intrigues they fall. Hold them guilty, God of all. But those who do hide in you, let them ever sing anew. Spread protection over them, that they may rejoice again. For you bless the righteous, Lord, keep them by your shield. And
Consider this. One of the unwitting ways I have tended to approach the Psalms, and the whole Bible for that matter, is the same way I approach software agreements. I click the little box following the word accept. I read through a psalm like the one from today, and I accept it and move on. I assent to its truth and move on. The problem with this? Scripture is not asking for our acceptance. It is not requesting that we assent to its truth. Scripture, the Word of God, requires our embodied engagement. The Word of God is always looking to land itself in human flesh, not just in the ephemerality of one's passing thoughts. Reading it aloud is a step in the right direction. Ask yourself, share with another. Ever try singing a software agreement? It just doesn't work that way. Is anything holding you back from singing? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.